Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hello.
Welcome along, folks.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, it is Glory Days, officially episode 2 of Glory Days. It is the new PJ and Jim podcast, of course. Last week's one was the inaugural one.
We're in a different room. It's got how disconcerting a change in a room is. You know the way everybody thinks they love change.
Yeah.
And then one day you go to the supermarket and the peas are in the wrong fucking place and you go, Jesus Christ, what has happened? I can't handle this bloody place. Why can't they just let things be the same? And then you realise you don't really like change that much. And now we're in this little room and we're sitting down and it's exactly the opposite way we normally do a podcast. I half expect someone to come in and offer us a cocktail.
Yeah. And also, and what you would have missed just before we actually pressed the record button was PJ going, this fucking chair is so uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable. I mean, foot hit off the bin. It fell over. I had to do so. I had to change things. It's like, you know, this is proper cranky middle-aged problems. Did you have somewhere to sit? Yes. Well, it was funny. It didn't give my body the full equality I wanted it to get, you know.
Yeah. And in fairness, I mean, you know, as celebrity riders go, moving the bin's not a big ask.
Not really.
Yeah, I make sure there's no bins in my way. Yeah. What did he say? He doesn't want any bins in his way when he does his gigs.
It's just if he sits down and his feet touches the bin, it's like an elf when getting a draft up his backside. He gets very upset.
Yeah. Did he not want any special food or drink or anything? No, he just said no bins in his way.
If I see a bin, he says, there's going to be murder. So that's what he said. He says, if I swear to God, I had a horrific incident with a bin back in 1972.
Isn't it great, though? Because we've spoken about this before, right? That where you find things, right? And you find yourself complaining about them, right?
Yeah.
And then if you detach yourself for a while, you're nearly embarrassed.
That you complained about. Yeah, you realise what a little drama queen you were.
But it's in everything. In every walk of life. Like at home. Stuff at home. Anything.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, no milk. No. Well, there's 3 cartons in the fridge. Yeah, but there's none in the one I have in my hand, is there?
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Who wants an empty carton back in the fridge? When there's 6 full cartons there, I could have picked it up and I picked up the empty one. This is not inconvenience me in any way.
Yeah.
I'm very upset. It's like me elf.
Or somebody, Oh, I see somebody's had to put an empty wrapper back in the sweep thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was clever, wasn't it?
Who ate half that cracker and put it back in the pack? I swear to Jesus, I'm living in a shithole.
One of my favourite ones ever. It's not exactly the same thing, but you know that story you tell about your dad when he wanted a cup of tea?
Yeah, that's when he used to walk in and he'd say nothing to anyone. And we'd all be watching the TV.
Yeah.
But you could feel, you know the way you can feel someone's in a humour? You know that way?
Yeah.
And we'd all be watching TV and he'd just sit down and say nothing. Nothing. Wait for 2 minutes had passed, 3 minutes and then, oh, make me own fucking tea. And he'd storm out and slam the door. Big.
So,
yeah, I make me off. Yeah, that's all right. And nobody looks after me. Yeah,
It wasn't even as though he asked somebody any chance of a cup of tea or anything.
No.
He'd wait. And because it wasn't volunteered to him,
he'd walk in from the kitchen. He'd be in there and he'd come in and sit down. Say nothing to anyone. You can feel, you know the way you can feel. I don't know why you can, but you can feel the boil in someone.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, make me off fucking tea. You'd be like, Jesus Christ, I don't. What is going on here?
Yeah.
And then, all those scenes, the little mini Mickey fits. I was an awful man for eating chocolate over there. I know. The thing is, I blame him. You know the way you put chocolate in his pocket and he's a nibbler? You know
right.
I never understand nibblers. That they can
he'd
open
put chocolate in his pocket?
Yes, and he'd open a bar and he'd eat a little nibble of it. I suppose he only had the one tooth in the later years. And he'd eat the nibble of it and then put it back in. So I just take it out of his pocket and eat it. And then you'd hear that, Jesus Christ, you can have nothing. You can have nothing! No, it was a piece of chocolate, Nothing in his life is sacred! I can't even have a piece of bleeding chocolate!
Tell something.
Somebody taken something off me!
It sounds like me and your dad had a similar complex.
Yeah.
Why can't things be easy? Yeah.
Why can't I have anything for me and my life? You got everything you need! That's not that, none of that shit counts!
Why, but
the
first world problems, because to be honest with you, I am what they call officially, I think, a catastrophizer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Literally something small will happen and I'll turn
world
it into, like,
end.
The, you know, whatever, I'll press the wrong button on the remote or something and it'll knock off a program or the middle of the match or something. I, you know, I'll have wanted to do so, and I'll have pressed something wrong.
And you're the, yeah.
And rather than it just being, oh, jeez, that's the wrong button or whatever, it'll be, oh, for fuck's sake, oh, my, oh, jeez. Yeah. Now, look what it's out there to.
I only have to buy in that television. And now I have to throw it in the skip. Not because it's broken, but because it's mine. And I must inconvenience myself because I feel so...
Because that's the kind of person I am.
Unhappy about this very temporary moment of inconvenience. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
oh God.
It's a gift. It's
oh,
a
my
gift.
God, you're going to put me off to listen to the rest of the show. I'm fucking...
What I was going to say was, it's coincidental we started talking about this, right, when, bearing in mind that, you know, we've got some of the best bits from the week lined up for you, right, and one of the biggest sections of the whole week was people slagging us off.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a whole plethora of them to listen to, so you can enjoy the people slagging us off the way we slag
off
ourselves.
So enjoy them while we're walking around slamming doors.
Also, there's a guest appearance from Tico de Paris is back because people loved hearing Tico de Paris.
He's fabulous.
And also, there was one of the classic PJ Gallagher moments of the week as well. We've recaptured. There was a story about a man forgetting his pregnant girlfriend. Mm. That was the theory of the story. Where PJ ended up taking it was a totally different place altogether.
By accident. By accident.
Anyway, enjoy. And we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I kind of have a little degree of sympathy for the perpetrator in this next particular story because I have notoriously bad memory.
Same here.
Like, I'm really bad.
Oh, listen, I went out yesterday to do something, right?
Yeah.
I had to take a picture of this one thing for a fella. That's it. I had to take a picture of this one thing. I got on the bike, went for a spin, stopped, had a cup of coffee and a sandwich and came home. Like, I can't remember anything. I cannot remember anything.
Yeah.
Like, Clint tells us, lads, don't forget, do this thing for the social media, for this thing we're doing or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is.
I'm saying it doesn't
matter what it is. Why am I saying that? Can't remember what he said.
Yeah.
And I forget
it was like
to do
yesterday,
the post.
I forgot to do that from Monday. There was the birthday request. Forgot it on the Monday. Had to do it yesterday. Had to be reminded to do it. Yeah, I just... My memory is not a strong point for me.
Swear to God, sometimes...
Now, mind you, I do get it. Yvonne accuses me constantly of having what she calls selective memory.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's very... Yeah.
You seem to be able to remember all those goals that people score and what team and who plays for what, but you can't remember to put the turn the... Anyway, so
yeah,
you know
they're
what I mean.
Important it's things. No one cares about the domestic stuff. It's very hard to remember stuff you don't care about.
I told you that. You didn't tell me that. I did tell you that.
Grant, I wasn't listening. Not your fault.
But I don't think, I'm not sure, I'm trying to remember if I've ever had an episode quite as bad as this one.
No, this is the worst I've ever. So this guy in Germany, right?
Yeah.
He's in serious trouble. He must be, obviously, if we're talking about him in Ireland. He was driving along, him and his girlfriend, driving, they had to do a big long trip somewhere. His girlfriend's 11 months pregnant.
Sorry, she's how long?
11 months pregnant. 11 months, yeah. Nearly there. She's nearly there, knocking on the door. Sorry, let me just say this again. She's an 11-month child. That's what it is. So she's not pregnant anymore. That's amazing. I don't know how that happened. Do you ever think that you maybe forget that some things are... there you go now. I forgot that a pregnancy can't go on 11 months.
I just decided I was going to leave it there. And I was just going to wait it out and see how long it would take.
By the way, we're also doing a competition where you can roast us this week. And I'm asking you now to please not mention what just happened.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, I think literally he's giving you your in to €1,000 potentially right there.
I can't believe I said 11 months pregnant in talking about someone else who's stupid and forgot something. 11 months pregnant, Jim. Oh my God.
Anyway, right.
They have an 11-month-old child in the house. Right. And they were driving along and then your man says, I need to have a slash. They pulled into the petrol station. 11 months pregnant. They pulled in for a slash. And he got in, went to the toilet, he came back to the car, got into the car and drove off. He drove 50 kilometres before he got a call from German police saying, your girlfriend is with us now. And he went, oh my God, I totally forgot she was in the car.
Careful with her, she's 11 months.
She's 11 months. Oh my God, I'm breaking into a sweat.
He drove off.
He drove off.
Went for his wee, jumped back in his car, yeah. Drove off, and only 50 kilometres later,
50 kilometres later, 50 kilometres.
He'd forgotten to bring his girlfriend with him.
He was just over 50k and he had to turn around, and of course it was so embarrassing because he had to go to, she was in the police station, so she had to harangue a local passer, but she left her phone in the car. She only got stood up. She was, shame, she's 11 months pregnant, she got out to stretch her legs. She got out of the car to stretch her legs, and then your man got into the car and drove off, and her phone was in the back, and she had to ring, she had to grab a passerby. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, there was nobody on these on this road they
so
were
she,
on.
So what'd she do? The equivalent of a German 999 or whatever, was it? To get the police, or?
No, she had a passerby, and then by the time whatever happened, we're not too sure, but by the time she called your man, and by the time your man got there, another 50 kilometres back, of course,
yeah,
she was waiting with the local police. They obviously had to call him again and say, your girlfriend's with us. And holy, I can't God. Believe you did this to her. And the state that she, and the condition she's in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's got a 3-month-old child inside her. Oh no, hold on, that still doesn't work, does it? 10, 11, it's only 2. Oh my God, it's only 2.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the roasting. I think you know where your focus should be here when it happens later on in the show.
Anyway, point of that story is your man. What an idiot.
Yeah. That's amazing.
What a tick.
You set up a story, basically.
What a
pointing
tick,
out what the failings of this particular bloke managed to highlight. What? There was the 11 months pregnant.
Yeah.
There was the 3 months old child.
Child inside. That's it. Because 9 and 3 makes 10. Oh, no. Hold on.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You love a good AC/DC tune.
I absolutely love AC/DC. Some of the best live gigs I've ever seen were AC/DC gigs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just something special about that music live, that performance, seeing it.
And obviously, being such an iconic band over the years, they've had many tribute acts.
Yeah, and
there's been all sorts of different tribute acts.
And there's the ongoing thing, who's the best singer? Is it Bon Scott? It was a Bon Scott and a Brian Johnson. There was all of that, you know. The traditionalists will always say Bon Scott. Others will say Brian Johnson. Amazing. No one could have carried on the mantle as much as him. I say neither of them. Yeah, there you go. How about that? Blow that one off the back of your trousers. Because here's the best AC/DC singer. He should be in the official band. I never had any idea there was this double act called Tico and the Man. Tico is a parish. The Man is a guy called Nathan. They have 100,000 people subscribed to their YouTube channel.
Wow.
And you go, why? What can a parish and a man have so special? And why could they even be comparable to AC/DC? Well, I am telling you now, the man is all right on the guitar, but Tico the Parrot can sing AC/DC like you have
like
never
else.
Heard in your life.
Now, so you found this on the tweet.
I was
you?
Sitting there having a nail browse there on Sunday. I was having a couple of fizzies, sitting in the sun, looking at through the phone, and I saw something that changed the course of my life. I saw that I've been listening to human music for such a long time. And what a waste of time it's been. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if only you broaden your horizons a little bit. And welcome in our animal friends.
And I'll tell you something. I mean, Michael Bolton is some chanter. I'll give him that. But Tico the Parrot.
Michael Bolton. Yeah. Right. So you're wondering, like, seriously, can it be that good? Well, here, judge for yourself, right? Now have a little listen to this, right? That is amazing.
Oh. Man, that is... Have you ever...
Heard something.
Anything? Listen to this. It's just incredible. God. Have you ever heard anything so good in
amazing.
Your life?
It's amazing. Now, you can relive that. On Nova.ie. If you go to Nova.ie, Clint's popped it up there for you to actually physically see this parrot perform, not just hear him, okay? Tico and the Man. He seems to be less concerned about the lyrics and verses and choruses and all those kinds of things. He's more interested in those, you know, those fill-in moments.
Yeah, he's freestyle.
That lads do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In between, you know what I mean? Those little transitions.
Yeah, he's all about the emotive freestyle nuances that break rock and roll what it is. He's all about sticking it in there, making you, you know, highlighting what parts of the song are the parts that should make your blood shiver.
Somebody thought that was you.
It's not me, it's Tico the Parrot, you cheeky sod.
I'm going to have just one another little listen. There are parts that are very... That's quite you. That's quite you, to be fair now. That is... You do a little bit of that. Like, when you do Musically Challenged, it sounds a lot like that, to be fair. And the best bit is when it gets a bit Elmony. That's incredible. Oh, my God.
And that's...
Did you hear that? That could be... I mean, to be fair, I can see where they're going.
And the best thing is...
That, I'll tell you, I could see where they're going thinking it was you, but it's not. It's Tico.
It's not me. It's Tico
the Parrot. And the man.
And Tico the Parrot also sings Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, David Lee Roth. He sings the whole... Like, you name it. On their YouTube channel, they do every version of rock songs. It is like a Nova playlist, except it's all sung by Tico the Parrot himself.
Do you know something? I have a sneaky suspicion you might be able to get to see Tico the Parrot, or Tico and the Man, live. Because Sharon Alston from Forever Young Festival has just been on to say, that's hysterical, my dogs have all gone nuts. I think Sharon's considering adding Tico to the bill.
That's just because her dogs went, that's Tico the Parrot. I saw him live back in the day.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's played Oxygen or whatever it was. He was down in Slane. He was known as the Slane Parrot of the Hill.
That's incredible. So Tico belts out the rock classics.
All the rock classics.
On his YouTube channel.
And also does the ballads and everything. So that's the thing as well. It's not all the hard rock stuff. It's like maybe you get a bit of Sweet Child of Mine. You get a little... Well, that's not exactly a ballad.
So you could actually do... I mean, potentially now, obviously there's an avenue for you to just be a Tico tribute act. You could be PJ the Tico tribute act. And you could go around going...
It'll actually be Tico and the Man. It'll be Jim there learning the tin whistle or something. And me next to him going...
Oh my God, man. That was so good. The way your impressions are a bit ropey at the best of times?
Yeah.
That's the best one I've ever heard you do. And it was of a parrot impersonating AC/DC.
Well, wait, I see. I can do David Cray as well.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There is an opportunity also to win €1,000 to spruce up your kitchen. This is all with thanks to Aunt Bessie's, okay? They're looking forward to the excitement of the country reopening again to people and getting back together again, particularly family and friends. They're looking forward to being able to raise a roast, get the old family roast on the table, family and friends around again. And of course, Aunt Bessie's responsible for those magnificent Yorkshire puddings.
Oh, yeah.
They call tea as well.
They do. I can hear them too. That's like a brass band in my ears then.
So while Aunt Bessie's are raising a roast about getting people back around the dinner table and getting those noisy chats and those family get-togethers going again, we are looking for you to roast your hosts, okay? So the idea is that you get it to us either on WhatsApp or on email. And the idea is we prefer a little video. Little video would be good that we can share. Or at the very least, a bit of audio so that we can let people hear it, right? So WhatsApp it to us on 087-1818-100 or email mg@nova.ie and just stick the little hashtag Nova Roast on it as well. As I say, it's all with thanks to Aunt Bessie's, raising a roast to those we've missed at our dinner tables. That's what it's all about. €1,000 potentially to spruce up your kitchen if you're our winner. So we've a couple of samples here. Right?
Right.
Of what people have been
sending. So this is people
in.
Abusing us, basically, yeah?
I'm a bit concerned about this, because this is somebody called Dave McCabe.
Oh!
Right?
It's not your young
now,
lad.
Clint assures me that it's not a relative or anything.
Oh, God.
So God knows what this is, but the message just says, "Hi, lads, just thought I'd leave you a nice message. €1,000 would come in really handy for the kitchen. Cheers, boys." Dave McCabe. And this is what he sent, okay?
When I tuned into Nova a few weeks ago, I actually thought it was Lucy Kennedy's dad filling in for her. But it turns out it was someone much older. Jim McCabe has been on every single station in Ireland, and none of them has kept him for more than 5 minutes. There's still more signs of intelligent life growing in the hair in his back than there is in the seat next to him. PJ Gallagher, officially the dimmest man on the planet. At least by having him on Nova, we don't have to be subjected to his so-called acting on TV. If ever there was a face for the radio, it's you, PJ. Anyway, great work, lads. You're both fantastic.
Oh my God, that is... No, that! That is positively, horrendously insulting. That was fantastic. That was absolutely fantastically insulting.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was very good.
Don't forget, I'm quite fragile.
If you think I'm not getting into the chocolate bars after that one, you've got another thing coming.
Right. Oh my God. Cheers for that, Dave. So that's the sort of thing we're looking for. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is. That's what a roasting is. So if you think you fancy it, 087-188-100 or mg@nova.ie. And like Dave did there, a little video or something, it'd be very good.
There's more signs of intelligent life growing in the hairs on your man's back than there is sitting in the seat next to him. That's unbelievably insulting.
And
that's
fantastic. I've been on every radio. Okay, I've been on a few.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Anyway, right, so there's another one here. This is Paul Clancy. It says, hi PJ, Jim and Clint. Attached my roast of PJ and Jim, though I mean it affectionately, and I love the lads really. That means this is
brace
going to be,
yourself.
This is going to be bad.
Brace yourself.
This is going to be bad. Here we go.
I love listening to PJ and Jim in the morning. It's a bit like reading in a car. It's all right for the first few minutes, then you start to feel a bit sick. I've listened to Jim since he presented the light breakfast. Though in all fairness, when you look at him, I'd say he's had more than a few light breakfasts.
Dear God!
PJ, he's a good radio presenter, and he's definitely in my top 200 Dublin comedians. He has the look of a man, though, that always wants to fart, but is afraid in case a couple of nuggets drop out. And as for his voice, sounds like a Dublin midget on helium.
This is... I think we've opened a can of worms we can't put back. This is some box, isn't it?
Whose idea? Well, actually, was this your idea?
This was unfortunately my idea at a meeting. Yeah.
Oh my God Almighty! This is absolutely shocking.
Isn't
what
it?
What other radio program actually invites people to abuse them?
I don't know. The best thing is then when there's legitimate complaints to the show, we're not going to be able to know the difference.
No, the worst thing is that, in fairness, there's an element of truth to all of it.
This is what I tell you.
Paul Clancy, thank you for that, sir. Well
Paul
done.
Paul Clancy. And he has you wouldn't mind, only he's really rubbing it in as well, because you know we do Gorilla Gym and everything. In his video, he's got a filter on his face making him look like a gorilla. So he's even rubbing it in with the visuals too.
Paul's really gone for it on a number of levels
there.
He has. There's a number of layers to that one.
This is
my God, man. Again, can I just point out, I'm quite fragile.
Well, I tell you something. As one of the top 200 comedians in Dublin, I'd like to say... I think that was a pretty good routine, sir.
Excellent work. Right, Dave and Paul, well done today, right?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Right, it is the moment of truth, PJ Gallagher.
Yes.
It is time to give away a serious amount of cash. We have €1,000. It's courtesy of our good friends at Aunt Bessie's. The whole idea behind this is that Aunt Bessie's, of course, are getting ready to raise a roast. They're raising a roast to all of those people that you've missed during lockdown, during restrictions, all those people who weren't able to come around and have those big family dinners and gather friends around the table. They're looking forward to that being a thing again and raising a roast to all of those people that you missed and getting the family back together, friends back together, getting together and enjoying those great family dinners. And all this week, of course, you've been roasting us. PJ and myself have been getting a serious hiding everybody,
and it's been great. it's been brilliant.
It's been, yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it was very entertaining actually. In some spots there was a few that were a little bit close to the bone,
yeah, and even they were enjoyable even if they did burn a little.
So this is what it's all about. It is the chance to win €1,000 in cash to spend sprucing up your kitchen today, all courtesy of Aunt Bessie's as they get prepared to raise a roast to the return of family and friends around the dinner table. Right, it is time to give the winner, okay?
You got it.
So this is one that we haven't heard before, I'm told. Basically, I'm getting all this secondhand information from Clint, right? He's drip-feeding me information about who the winner is. Okay, yeah. So we're going to have a listen to this. I'm told... that this guy's name is it Nano? Right,
so Nano.
Nano.
Great name.
Nano Crichton.
That's the way, yeah, yeah.
That sounds an extremely cool sci-fi name, if you ask me.
It's a bit of a cool name. I'd love to be taking the mick back, but I'll just wait what you have in store for us two first.
Right, I'm told that the family are from a place called Ballyteague in County Kildare.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, ladies and gentlemen, is it. Now, I believe Nano starts off, PJ, just so you can prepare, by having a go at you.
Mm.
Are you ready?
No.
Here we go anyway.
I got this picture of you and Jim. He looked fed up with your dad jokes. I know I would be. I'd prefer to starve than listen to your dad jokes, PJ. Jim. He goes on and on and on and on all day. Once he made me fall asleep. I've no brain left for you guys to fry, so there's no point trying.
All he did was talk about me. He just came out about me.
No, though. He didn't.
I just thought they on and off.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a sympathetic ear. I thought it was a poor Jim. He goes on and on and on and on.
I think it was me who goes on and on and on.
Oh, well, we all know that. I thought, for instance,
the line, he'd rather starve than listen to your dad jokes.
Listen to my dad jokes.
Slightly harsh.
There's many a person has been nourished with my ridiculous dad jokes.
Right, now, I hope that Clint has sorted out that we have got Nano on the line. In fact, I don't think we have Nano. I think we have his mum, Tara. Tara, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey! Your mum, Tara, yeah?
Yeah.
So Nano's just won you €1,000 to spruce up your kitchen.
I can't.
Way!
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Am I hearing a second voice there? Is Nano there himself?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh my God, Nano, how are you, sir?
Good.
Well done, you. Look at that. Who'd have thought that you'd get come face to face with the most boring man? And I don't think I'm going to forget that. Don't think I'm going to forget that, Nano. That's all I'm saying, buddy.
Do you want to see the jokes I'm writing now, Nano?
Wow. So listen, so well done, folks. €1,000 to spruce up your kitchen. And apparently that's not all, because the good people at Aunt Bessie's are also going to send you out a fabulous stash of vouchers so that you can feast on all of their yummy products. Oh, so all of that is on its way to you as well. So well done. So, Nano, I mean, I assume that all of those things you were saying about us, they were, you know,
just
you didn't really mean them or anything, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Say that now, because we've bribed you with a grand.
Yeah.
Right, and can I ask Mum Tara what you think is going to be the first purchase with this €1,000 to spruce up your kitchen?
I have absolutely no idea. I know this sounds awful. I didn't even know what the prize was.
Oh, really? Okay, right, all right. And listen, so as all obviously the whole push about this was the idea that everybody's looking forward to getting kind of family and friends back around the dinner table. So is there anybody in particular you're really looking forward to getting back around the dinner table?
Liam Lennon, Nano's granddad. Can't wait to have him back in the house.
Liam Lennon is the granddad, really? Okay, right. Nano's granddad. Brilliant stuff.
But you know what, Nano? I'm getting together with your granddad and we're going to write loads of crappy jokes, right?
And Liam is going to tell them at the dinner
table. Yeah, I'm going to ask Liam to tell all my jokes to you just so we can annoy you even more.
Yeah, and I'm going to ring Liam and ask him to bore you into submission as well. I'll give him a few tips. Listen, folks, congratulations and well done. Nano and Mum Tara, congratulations. €1,000 to spruce up your kitchen and all of those goodies, those vouchers from Aunt Bessie to spend on their goodies. Happy Friday. Enjoy a brilliant bank holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. And Nano's got the day off school, so happy Friday, you sneaky little getting out of everything, get you.
Have a great day, folks. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, cheers. Enjoy your weekend as well.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thanks very much. Cheers, folks. So there we go. The winner of our Aunt Bessie's competition for this week. Thankfully, that's the end of the roasting, PJ.
I'm glad.
When I say that, I mean, obviously, it's the end of the roasting from the general public.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that I will always be here for you, buddy.
Thanks,
man. I will always be here to, you know, to point out your failings.
Thank you very much.
Your mistakes. Yeah. Any of that sort of stuff. I want you to know I will never let you down in that regard.
Isn't it what everybody needs? A hairy back to lean on. When times are tough and they're sometimes rough,
These hairy shoulders will be here to carry you as you fall consistently.
I just go around in a circle on Jim's back and lie down in the long grass. And then I realise to myself, things ain't that bad.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, there it is. Some of the best bits from during the week. It is Glory Days. PJ and Jim's brand new podcast. God, I did a Pat Brown on it there. About us in the third person.
Oh, but that's what... Yeah, you have to, because it's like the name of a thing. It's not like that lunatic who sits there going, how are you, Jim? I was saying to myself there, I says, Pat Brown, I says, what do you think of what happened in the sporting event there yesterday? And I replied, I says, do you know something, Pat Brown? I thought thought it was an unbelievable result that I didn't expect. He literally interviews himself like Jimmy Rabbit in The Commitments. He's giving himself an interview, you know.
Oh my God! Because Have you ever come across anybody else who does that?
I do. I've met a couple of people. Now they're all as unwell as Pat. They are. They're like, it's not a normal way to behave. You know yourself.
Yeah.
Like, to be talking about yourself, because sometimes
the Tory
you
party.
Wonder. Does he know he's talking about himself at all? You know.
Yeah.
People who take themselves very seriously do it.
Well, it's because it's not. You know what's funny is one of my young lads, Adam, right? He once turned around, he said, you know the way people say that thing? As a famous man once said, and they come out with some saying, or a cliche or whatever. You know what I mean? Or maybe they even attribute it, you know what I mean? They might say, as the Dalai Lama says, blah, 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 whatever.
The Dalai Lama, you know, he said some obvious old crap anyway.
But I remember Adam turning around and going once, as I once said, and he quoted himself.
As I once said. Imagine you doing that.
Quoted himself.
As the great Jim McCabe once said, give us a bleeding break for God's sake.
Yeah. Why can't things be easy?
Yeah. That's a gas. He quoted himself.
Now, to be fair, we never let him live it down.
Of course not.
But yeah. As I once said.
What do you mean you once said? You're saying it again. It's just, you're just saying something again.
So basically, you're just repeating yourself. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Imagine. Well, what's your name? Well, I've said it once, I'll say it again. PJ Gallagher. Why did you answer it like that? Well, as I once said, you can't reiterate a point too much. Turns out you can. Well, let me ask PJ Gallagher what he thinks.
Yeah. I'll leave it with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, listen, we should probably get out of here and let you get on with the rest of your life, whatever's going on for you. Thanks for hanging out with us for Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast.
Yeah, brought to you by PJ and Jim, who happen to be PJ and Jim.
Good luck.
Now, let's slam some bloody doors.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.